Okay, what I just want to mention, someone raised the point, a couple of Russians feel that maybe that, certainly speaking of some others as well, that they find it difficult to maintain what they feel is difficult or excessively rapid pace. Various suggestions were made for ameliorating this condition. Now I have a suggestion too. The suggestion is to spend more time learning. I don't know exactly what the nature of the complaint is. What I understand is partly a question that some feel simply too difficult or burdensome within the time allotted. Others feel it's simply that perhaps time could be used more greater advantage if they would have, if there would be less, fewer demands were made, and the demands that are made were, these could be fulfilled more successfully or somehow in a better way if there were less to do. I'm not completely out of sympathy I'm very much in sympathy with the Bachim, but I'm not in sympathy with the demands and with the suggestions. I think it's important. See, actually, one could, I suppose, take one of two views of this particular situation. Whatever changes are made could be either in a qualitative or in a quantitative way. In other words, either to learn the Gemara less thoroughly and cover the Rishonim less thoroughly, or to cover less ground. Now, to my mind, one should maintain also that Habuva was learning a high standard. I think it's very important, even when it's difficult for everyone to meet the standard. I think it's important that the standard be there as an ideal, that it's something towards which one should grasp and grow. I mean, I am very much in sympathy generally with Browning's sentiment that a man's reach should exceed his grasp. I think it's very important. And I'm quoting already an Englishman, I may quote another one. I think that I consider it almost a cardinal principle of, well, I shouldn't say of education, but at least of instruction. John Stuart Mill writes in his autobiography, he says that the student who is never asked to do what he cannot never does all he can. And this I consider to be generally a true principle, that I think that any teacher, and I've had it certainly, I think, should be demanding. I believe so, and I believe in it strongly. Which is not to say that I am unaware of the fact that at a given time, many may be unable to meet the demands fully, or that almost everyone at one time or another may be unable to meet them. But I think it's important, first of all, that you understand clearly what it means to learn thoroughly and to learn properly. And someone once said, yeshivas are made not so much to learn as to learn how to learn. And this is true not only of yeshivas, this is true of all educational institutions. I mean above high school level. But otherwise, in a college, university is not a place, essentially, should not be a place in which to study. It's a place in which to get the tools, to get the equipment, so that the person subsequently should be able to deal with the field on one's own. Because otherwise, I mean, the percentage of fields, of any field, that can be mastered in a couple of years in college, university is relatively small. So that the idea is, rather, that a person be trained in a certain discipline, be given the tools to handle them with imagination and power and discipline, and subsequently that one should be able to go further. And, of course, in Rav Meitei, I'm Yeshiva, and my fervent hope is whatever anyone you will do, of course, I hope that many of you will devote yourself a lifetime of Torah, not so much because of the mitzvah involved, I mean, but simply because of the fortune that we are in a position as a community where there's tremendous dearth of qualified personnel in any area, similar areas. But even those who will be going into other fields, I hope, may say that you will be learning your whole life. And you're in yeshiva not solely, or even I would say primarily, so much to learn as to learn how to learn. To learn how to tackle a problem, how to understand the sugya, how to go through a shiur gemara, how to develop concepts. And for this, it's important that there should be no significant qualitative dilution. Of course, this doesn't mean that the way we learn here is the optimum and how one could learn. Of course, there are limitations in the Rebbe, there are limitations in the Talmudic. But I think within certain limits, I mean, granted within those limitations, I think that it's important to maintain what I feel to be the standards of which you and I are capable, and which with effort and with real striving can be attained. Of course, the pressures of time are considerable. You have other shibudim, and I have other shibudim, but... And this is a real problem, I'm far from denying it. Of course, a great deal depends on what sort of program one has otherwise, and depends on how, what the nature of one's personal ability is, depends in part on one's background, and so on. But this is a question which I think should not necessarily be thrown at me. I think it's a question which every yachid should throw at himself. And I think that one should set it down as a cardinal principle that you've been a tailor in the yeshiva, your primary yeshiva, your primary obligation, and not only obligation, but your primary desire and motivation should be to learn. If you find that it's very difficult, if it may be difficult, to attain the sort of standards that you want and that you can attain in learning, I think that the thing to do is not necessarily to come and ask, well, let's go slow, learning-wise, but to ask yourself, perhaps you can make adjustments elsewhere. I think that in many instances, I think it would be highly advisable to try to take a course or two less, I mean, try to perhaps go to summer school or some bachur do to stretch out a program over a period of 5 years. And given the fact, I think, that you're preparing his lumbium hopefully for a lifetime, I don't think that it's in any sense a year wasted. I think if anything, it makes, in many instances, a constructive contribution in the sense that it enables you not only to have another, to learn a little bit more at the time, but it gives sometimes, it's enough, having one course less is enough really to give a different quality to one's learning generally. It takes off a good deal of the pressure. And I'm speaking of my personal experience, my first 2 years in college, I also didn't carry a full-time program, and the feeling is that it would be if to devote myself to learning as I wanted to, that I would be able to do much better if I took less work. I mean, I went to summer school to make it up. I think wherever possible, I think it's something you ought to consider. But this is an individual decision. As I said, I know that sometimes it's difficult. There are monetary considerations which enter, and in some instances, there are various problems involved. And I don't say this is necessarily something requisite for everyone. Those who are perhaps of greater ability and better background may be able to handle both simultaneously without excessive difficulty. But I don't think that you should have either the attitude or the feelings that the point of least resistance and the place to be attacked immediately is this. And I said this is speaking in qualitative terms, in quantitative terms as well. Of course, whether we'll cover so many blocks, or 3 blocks more, 3 blocks less, is not going to make a tremendous dent in one's yiddish shas. The areas which will remain will be considerable. But nonetheless, it is a question also, I think, of setting a standard for oneself in quantitative terms, which is important, how much you expect that you will cover. And then, again, recognizing the fact that the number of years that are to be spent in yeshiva are limited, this is a time when you want to have as many doors as possible open to as many areas and the shikshas and inyanim. I think that even another 3-4 blocks, there may be a dozen, 15 inyanim, which you may not previously have been aware of at all, and where you previously might simply stagger about and completely groping in the dark, and which subsequently you don't know. I mean, I'm far from saying that now you, having learned, let us say, this Gemara, we know Kamen Dabine, we know Eshnan, but at least you know what it is, you have some idea, you are aware of the general nature of it, you can handle it subsequently, it comes into your hand, you have something. Every sugya upon which the window is opened is one which you are that much more competent to handle and to learn, even though you haven't learned it yet, but it's been brought into your reach. And this, to my mind, is the primary function of a yeshiva, to bring you into contact with as many problems as possible. You cannot possibly cover in a couple of years all that there is to be covered. What we can do, though, is to try to be introduced in a disciplined way to as many yonim as possible, to get, as I say, yes, to get as many tools as possible, to be trained as well as possible, in order that subsequently you should be able to continue to grow as long as they can. And for this reason, I'm not inclined to feel that we should try to slacken somewhat even if it does mean in some areas a measure of difficulty. For one thing, I'll be very honest with you, my suspicion is that if we should slow down in one way or another, the result would not necessarily be that the onions that are covered would be covered so much more in depth and so on, but simply that human nature being what it is, that everyone, you and I, would take it a little easier. A little bit of the pressure would be off. But apart from that, I think it's important to try to maintain as much of an excellent standard as is attainable for us. And for the rest, you should make a serious effort, really, to devoting yourself. Of course, the limitations of time are a problem, but it's true. It was yesterday, the other day, that I was spending 15 minutes. You didn't say the 15 minutes at the end, that adds up to a couple hours a week, and so on. And so one really should try not to cut any corners, to give time where the free time is available, and to see the time is allocated to what is most vital. And the most vital is to learn, then work in college. There are some people who find time, from what I gather, not according to the notices, for many other activities, which are various degrees of failure. I don't mean it can be expected that one should learn 18 hours in an MS class. Beyond the realm of expectation. But one should recognize, the Chacham Lishon says, really where one's time, effort, interest has to go. I will try to be as realistic as possible within the limits of the ideal, but I am rather sympathetic with the one question that was raised about the possibility of allocating some time for Chazorah in preparation for the Bechina. This I think we should try to do. Exactly how I'll see, but otherwise should be ready to learn and to devote yourself to learning and even to enjoy it when it's rather burdensome. This is my feeling. I feel fairly strongly about it, and I feel this way about any endeavor. I mean, the complaint that was raised, is, I should call it a complaint, is not something to which I'm unaccustomed. Maybe that's why I don't react to it so much. I've gotten this year in, year out, from students that I had when I taught at college at Stern. I hear it occasionally from fellows in the cable, but I feel that it's important that a person should have high standards in every area. The problem then is condition. When you have low standards, well, you remain that way. And what Whitehead said generally of education is correct, that above all, education should be an attempt to acquire what he called a vision of greatness. And this is not, of course, this is why, and we emphasize so much the idea of another Godel, of getting to know him, to appreciate him. But it's not only with regard to knowing great people, it's also with respect to greatness in wherever one is dealing. And greatness sometimes is relative. At our particular level, greatness may be one rung above us, later on it moves up. But the bar should always be above one head, not exactly where you are. You've got to learn to chin up. All right. Since I mentioned the CFI, I just tried, I'll mention something else tomorrow, please. Tomorrow the Rav is going to speak to the Nei Yeshiva at 11:30 in the auditorium.